Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game, like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way, with stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
A little after 5 o'clock here on The Fan on a Wednesday in New York City, the last day before the All-Star break for the Knicks, at least. There's some NBA games tomorrow, but for the Knicks, they play tonight at home at Madison Square Garden against Trae Young and the Atlanta Hawks, and then it's the All-Star break. The Brooklyn Nets are playing a game tonight. I don't know what to do with them because they keep winning, so I'm deeply, deeply confused.
Root for the play-in.
Yeah, they're only like two games out of the play-in.
Are they really?
Yeah.
Wow.
It's freaking nuts. So a lot going on as a busy show. If you've missed any of it, you could rewind on the Odyssey app, including debating the veteran quarterbacks the Giants could go after, and a very interesting discussion on the Yankees' leadoff spot, because to me that's the most interesting thing and interesting question that needs to be answered in spring training. But it is Cinco time.
Cinco de Fivo with Evan and Tiki on The Fan.
You're right over there, Sean? He's all kerfuffled.
Did we play the music?
Oh, John. Yeah.
It's your stupid mic.
It's your turn. Why is it limp? It's keep going. It keeps going down.
Ow!
What just happened?
Damn it!
He's taking the L off. Why did you take the L off? Sean is right now. Got his hands on his bald head. Are you okay? You're turning red.
Caught me, stupid L. Caught me.
The L caught you?
Yes. The mic's broken. The L just caught my face. Where are we at?
Because he sat down so fast, the L hit the table and it hit and went to his face.
That's kind of funny, actually.
Are you okay, pal?
Yeah, did we play the music?
Yeah, we did. If you get in here in time, you'd be prepared for this.
Why are you walking in late? You're like Boomer. What are you doing?
I'm like Boomer?
Well, he walks into the morning show late sometimes.
How do you know? You're here at 6?
Because G says it. He said it this morning.
You're a great, great listener to the radio station. You could take 10 minutes and not listen.
Well, I do it on the rewind app. It's not like I'm up at 6 a.m.
No, I had to run in the bathroom quick. I'm a busy man. I'm the hard hat guy of the station. I'm blue collar. Cinco de Fivo is brought to you by Helix Wireless, connecting everything, everywhere. And by Mercedes-Benz of Morristown. Visit us online at 888-DEFENS.com. All right. We just talked about Pat Mahomes Sr. and John Rocker fighting at Rough and Rowdy.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I'm here to give you, in my opinion, what the 5 best celebrity matches we'd want to see is the public.
Oh.
Doesn't necessarily mean boxing either. What? All right, here we go.
Here we go!
Number 5.
A few weeks ago, we got Tiki Barber versus Evan Roberts in Papa Shot. How about Michael Jordan versus LeBron in Papa Shot? Would you watch that?
But they're so big, they could just drop it in the bucket.
Yeah, here's
they could almost slam dunk a Papa Shot.
The problem with them in a Papa Shot is, as I proved against Tiki, and I'd prove it against anyone at this radio station, and it would be easy, is if someone as unathletic as me can dominate the world, then what is it really proof?
Well, here's the thing.
You know what I mean? Like, I'm great at it. What does that mean?
Michael is so much older that LeBron will never really get the true, like, one-on-one indicator. But right. If you take him to an arcade game when it's all about shooting, and by the way, you could say dunk it all you want. Their arms aren't 10 feet long. That machine, you can't, you know?
I'll tell you this right now. If I played Michael Jordan in Papa Shot, I'd kick his ass, too.
Hold on a second now. Let's not go that.
Relax. Wait,
I didn't even finish with the sentence that he cut me off.
No. How good Michael Jordan is at Papa Shot?
Tiki.
Whatever he is, he's not as good as me.
Evan.
What?
Evan.
What?
Evan.
What?
You've pissed a lot of people off in the tri-state area. I applaud you for that. You can't say that you'd beat Michael Jordan in anything that involves shooting a basketball.
Okay, so again, Tiki Barber is a world-class athlete. I doubled his score in Papa Shot.
Tiki played in the NFL. He didn't play in the NBA. He's not the you know,
Tommy,
arguably the greatest basketball player of all time.
I can't explain why I have been, I'm an amazing Papa Shop player.
I think you'd beat everybody here, and it wouldn't even be close.
Thank
That's how great you are.
Thank you.
You're not beating Michael Jordan. You know that.
Maybe I'm concussed from hitting myself in the head with this L, but I think Evan might. I don't know if he's that good.
By the way, Evan versus Jordan, I'd buy a ticket for that one. So figure out if we could book that
All right, so the point is, by the way, MJ and LeBron, if you televise the Papa Shot contest, people are going to watch it. All right, here we go. That was only number 5.
Number 4.
Joe Beningo and Robert Sala mic'd up on the golf course. 18 holes, you're not watching that?
Especially now.
Yes.
Because Joe would give him a piece of his mind.
Yes. Come on.
The only thing I gave you, bro, is Woody shouldn't have fired you. Should have given you a little bit more time.
At what hole would you get tired of watching?
Oh, I would not. I'd watch the whole thing.
Yeah, okay. I think it'd be nonstop talk.
Yeah, you might uncover a lot.
Right.
All right, here we go.
Number 3.
An 8 Mile style rap battle between Drake and Kendrick Lamar. You have America's attention. All right, now anybody who wasn't aware of their beef has it. I don't want to see fights. I don't want to see celebrity boxing. I want, like, the movie 8 Mile. Everybody grab a mic, right, and let's keep going.
Yeah, I wonder if it is also, like everything we've been saying today,
a work.
Maybe. Mm. Maybe. It gets them both attention. It's on the table.
All right, here we go.
Number 2.
I had a tough time not putting this 1 at 1. A tough time. I already did golf, Beningo and Sala. 18 holes, Trump versus Biden, once and for all. I mean, they argued that at the debate. I'm sure Trump probably wins.
I'm not sure Biden could do 18 holes.
Yeah, I just want the payoff of how stupid that argument was at the debate.
I don't think that's the one, though. I get what you're saying. I don't think it's Trump and Biden. How well they got along when Trump visited after he won the election?
Yeah.
They were sort of chummy. So it's got to run deeper than that. I think it's got to be, not to go old school here, I think it'd have to be Trump and Hillary on the course for 18. I really do. Yeah, because you could tell by the way they looked at each other at Jimmy's funeral.
Is she a golfer?
No, but that's not even the point.
Right.
Like, it's not even about the golf. That's a hatred.
How about pickleball between Trump and Hillary?
That would be something. But I think that would be the one. Like, if you're giving me one, I don't think the Biden thing would be as good as you imagine, because I saw them play nice. Same thing with Obama. They play nice. They're like BFFs, laughing at each other, telling each other jokes.
But just remember where...
The Hillary one, there's no jokes.
Where we were that night when we walked away, everybody woke up the next morning going, are we really going to get the golf match? You know? All right, here we go.
Number 1.
I think this one would do mega numbers in New York. And it's a boxing match.
Mike Francesa. Am I right? Am I halfway there?
Yep. No, you're not.
Oh, damn it.
All right. Yankee Stadium. Let's get 50,000 in there with a boxing ring. Roger Clemens versus Mike Piazza.
Oh, yes, you got me. Oh, my God, do you have me.
And I don't care about their ages now. I want it. Because you know there's hatred.
See, that's what I admire.
Compelling.
I admire the promoting skills of Dave Portnoy with the way he's pulled off this Mahomes thing, this Mahomes rocker thing. Very well done. To take it to another level, and he could pull it off, is to get Roger and Mike to agree to a boxing match.
Oh,
or anything. I don't even care what. Oh, my God. Because there is a
imagine that being introed, you know what I mean?
Oh, would you go there as like wearing the Clemens jersey? Oh,
yeah, I think I would channel it all back.
I think a lot of people would go.
Oh, could you imagine the bars outside beforehand?
That is amazing.
The challenge is how long the setup is it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
What are you going to main event it for? 5 minutes, 10 minutes. Like, what are you?
Sometimes the best things in life are quick.
whatever the length of rounds and the amount of rounds the Tyson fight was, how sad that was.
Yes.
I mean, these are two older men.
That's a good one. I like that one. Do not leave though.
What happened?
Because we believe in paying things off around here. Last Friday, right here on Evan and Tiki, we were talking about Eli Manning, and so I asked a question to Sean Morash at the very end of the show. As a giant Ranger fan, I said, who did you love more, Eli Manning or Henrik Lundqvist?
Oh, right, yeah.
Great question. So I said, all right, because Sean didn't want to answer it live on the air. He said, I'll do it on my Saturday show because he was on the air.
Yeah, I teased it.
So I told him, do it at 6:20.
Call that a horizontal tease.
Now, I have not heard this yet, but a listener supplied the audio of Sean Morash answering the question of who he loved more, Eli Manning or Henrik Lundqvist. So, ladies and gentlemen, Sean Morash, I apologize. I didn't hear any of your show. I heard Tommy's show. Uh-huh. By the way, your show was awesome. I didn't hear any of yours, though.
Thank God. I don't need the criticism.
So, ladies and gentlemen, here.
Hate doing cardio?
try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide, or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball, the game's official home for games, is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.
Is Sean Morash on WFAN answering the question?
It's Sean Morash here on The Fan. A couple house cleaning things. I'm on here until 8 o'clock. Then Chris McMonagle will come your way. I was supposed to pay off something from Evan and Tiki at 6:20 p.m. It is now 6:47 p.m., so I'm 27 minutes late on this. Evan asked me a very important question. It's just show ended yesterday. Who do I actually love more, Eli Manning or Henrik Lundqvist, as a Ranger and Giant fan? So, without further ado, here's my answer. It's, of course... And that's why, I have to go with him. All right, 888-808-1019.
What happened? It cut out?
Sean.
It cut out?
Sean.
Evan, that whoever gave you that has a bad feed.
Sean.
I recommend re-downloading the Odyssey app.
Ziggy.
What the heck was that?
Sean.
What?
You have blossomed, in my opinion, into a respected voice in New York sports.
People want to, that's sad for New York sports.
People want to hear your opinion.
Thank you.
And honestly, I think where people really want to hear your opinion is the New York Yankees, diehard Yankee fan. Mm-hmm. They want to hear your opinion, certainly about the Rangers. You even said you're the preeminent voice. Preeminent, whatever that word is.
I'm the voice of the young Ranger fan. Yes. I haven't said that. Many have.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right. And, of course, the Giants. I mean, yeah. I think Tiki's clearly number one, but you're a strong number two tied with Tommy DeVito boy over there.
And on food, eating more
ass. Fat! Okay. The Eli Manning Henrik Lundqvist question is a great question.
Yeah.
It's actually a fascinating question. You had the stage on Saturday to answer it.
Yep.
And you pulled those shenanigans.
There's no shenanigans. Mm.
Okay.
Somebody definitely heard it. If you have it, just send the audio to Evan.
It's 5:18 on a Wednesday in New York City. Answer the question.
I've already answered it on the phone. You want me to answer it again?
Yes.
If you want me to answer it again, we're going to make a deal.
Oh, God.
The L comes off for the rest of the month.
For the rest of the month?
That's it. I'm done wearing it.
No.
He just hurt himself with the L, so now he's trying to find ways to get rid of it.
I will answer the question for a second time on this show if I am done wearing the L for a month.
I'll make you a deal, but again, Tiki and Luke, you have to agree to this.
Go ahead.
So I'm offering it, but they have to agree. We would allow you to take the L off for the rest of today.
Nope. Okay? No deal for me then. I've already answered the question.
No deal for you.
I've already answered the question on the air.
You did not answer the question.
Some people have the audio. I don't know what stupid feed you're getting.
Stop it.
If you want me to re-answer it, the L comes off for the month.
You should
answer. This is chess, not checkers.
You should answer it because there are kids in the audience that want to know your opinion on the subject.
Why are you so interested in who he likes more?
Because
not like who he hates more. That would be more interesting.
Sure.
He liked them both equally.
Well, he loves both of those guys.
Right. So why does it matter which one he likes more?
I'm going to tell you why, Tiki. Because I think for the Giant Ranger fan, and he happens to be one, we don't have anyone else around here who's a Giant Ranger fan.
Yes, we do.
Who?
You worked with Chris McMonagle. You stared at the guy.
I mean, look.
You leave him out of your book. You don't invite him over to your house.
Is he as big at both?
I love Chris. The next Ranger game he watches this year.
No, that's... Okay. And he's sick right now. He's under the weather. McMonagle is a huge Ranger and huge Giant fan.
Okay.
Come on, Evan.
There's one other Giant Ranger fan at this radio station named Chris Big Mac McMonagle.
Love you, Mac.
There's nobody else.
Chris LaPresti.
Oh, CeeLo.
Okay.
Been here forever.
CeeLo. Chris LaPresti.
Salt of the Earth.
No, he covered the Jets.
He's a Giant fan.
Right. So he's a Giant fan.
I think that Henrik Lundqvist is the ultimate, he's a Hall of Fame goalie. There's no other way to put it. I mean, he's won the Vezina. He's a great all-time player. He never won a championship. Eli Manning, as we talked about last week with him being snubbed from the Hall of Fame, is not an all-time great player, but he won two championships, and they were amazing. So I'm asking you, as a diehard fan of both, which one did you appreciate more? The guy who is clearly better at his job, Henrik Lundqvist, but unfortunately didn't win, or the guy that won twice?
Yeah.
And I think it's a great question. I think you owe the audience an answer.
Yeah, I listen, I gave the audience an answer. I have a New Year's resolution for myself as a broadcaster in 2025. It's not to keep repeating myself. So I've given you an answer. And look, I'm a professor at Iona. I would teach them the same thing. Leave the audience wanting more. If you missed it on Saturday, you know, too bad, how sad. You should have tuned in. And I'm giving you a chance. And, and Evan, if you care about the audience so much, then let me take off the L for the month.
Tiki, your thoughts?
He's not taking the L off for a month.
Okay, then you got your answer. Then
and
you should have listened.
I don't care to know.
Yeah.
So
you don't find it interesting?
No. Because I know it's Eli.
Really?
Is it?
Is there a Henrik in your household?
Oh. Huh. Oh, he got you. He's right.
Man.
You named one of your pets Eli, didn't you?
I wish I could drop my mic. It's just hanging here,
though. Yeah.
You know, there are days I feel like the Riddler in a Batman movie, and there are days Tiki Barber may have you.
That's a good one, man.
I do have two dogs. Their names are Eli and Ranger.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, you didn't go Henrik.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Okay, so his answer is Eli Manning. There
I also go. Have a wife who was in charge of name approval.
She wasn't going to go with King? Well, you could have gone with King. Mm. Like, his nickname was the King. You could have gone King.
Or do you have a girl dog?
No, they're both boys, but they hump each other constantly.
It could have been King.
It could have been King.
Wow, reason for boobs.
Evan, we missed another Ranger fan here at the radio station.
Let's go Rangers.
Oh, shut up.
Let's go Rangers. You know who we should ask this question to?
Who?
Boomer.
Why? He's not a Giant fan.
Yeah, but he's like a quarterback NFL guy. You know what I mean?
Let's be honest.
Like, don't you think he would give a good answer? You're right. He's not a Giant fan, but like I've heard
he
him say, like,
you to reach out to Boomer.
He's
again,
an IFO.
So I'm not texting Boomer
stalking
again.
Him
and I love.
So he can accuse Sean of trying to get Ranger tickets again.
I love Boomer, but I've always gotten the sense as a little towards Boomer and Eli.
Oh, he doesn't like Eli?
It's not that he doesn't like Eli. I think he thinks he's a great person, great. But there's probably part of Boomer that, if I had to guess, and if I was Boomer, probably thinks he was better than Eli, and Eli has two rings. It probably rubs him the wrong way.
I understand. I mean, well, Boomer did win an MVP. How many did Eli win?
I mean, okay. So Boomer's Cam Newton. What do you want me to tell you?
No, I'm just saying. Like, I don't have the numbers in front of me. Maybe
no, Eli did not. And by the way,
he didn't win an MVP, right? Okay.
Right. And I didn't see enough of Boomer's career live. So I love Boomer. And by the way, Boomer would pick Henrik because that's his guy.
All right. Well, thank you.
And maybe I did too.
Thank you for not answering.
I did. At 6:47 on Saturday.
I got to tell you, Tommy, how lame was that?
Beyond lame.
Yeah.
But he's telling you without telling you. It's Hank.
You think it is Hank?
Of course it is. Because if it was Eli, he would just say that.
No, you said Eli, though.
It is Eli.
But Tommy's saying it's Hank.
It's Lundqvist, because if it was Eli, he would flat out say it, so he does this stupid hacky bit where he doesn't answer.
He's just trying to get the L off, and you guys are falling for it.
He's never getting that L off. You deserve to wear that L for at least a month. You're not getting the L off, so forget about it.
The fact it's 5:23 on Wednesday, and you three are still arguing this?
How old is Eli?
Eli? The dog. Eli the dog?
Yes.
He just turned 7.
Okay. That's why it tells you all you need to know. It's not like he's 15.
I think he's so confident about this. You know, but Tommy's confident.
Because he knows he's
going
to lose his Giant card because he puts Lundqvist, who didn't win this town, over Eli Manning.
You three are three of the smartest people I've ever worked with in this business.
Well, that's not saying much.
No. I'm serious. Worked with, the fact that you're still arguing this tells me one thing. I'm good at radio.
Why? You didn't answer the question. I think it's a really interesting question for Giant Ranger fans. Like, I could hypothetically answer it, but I'm just an ISPO, an independent sports observer.
SPO?
Yeah, I'd use the S and the P, so for sports, right?
But you just need the S?
That's true. I'm an ISO. What can I tell you? But I think it's interesting, and you refuse to answer it. Whatever.
Thank you,
Sean. Please get the hell out of here now. Very disappointed in you. Very disappointed. Let's go to Clay in the Bronx. How are you, Clay?
Hey, how's it going, guys? I just wanted to throw that whole NBA, NCAA question out. What if we, like, framed it? I know Caitlin Clark's big now, and she came into the league and stuff, but there was a lot of institutions and way more marketing that went towards women's college than pros. So I was curious on your take on that.
Like women's college basketball versus the WNBA? Is that your question?
Yes, exactly.
Well, I don't have a good opinion on it because I don't watch enough of it. Like, we did watch the Liberty's run to the WNBA Finals a couple of years ago. So, my answer wouldn't be a good answer. I will tell you that Joe, Joe Beningo loves women's college basketball.
Right.
And he's mentioned that a few times.
But women's WNBA basketball is also very good.
Yes.
I think it's just because it's more fundamental.
Mm.
And it's not as, we're just jacking up as many three-pointers as we want and playing around the rim.
Is that what you're talking about with the NBA now?
Yeah.
Are you taking a shot at the NBA?
No, I'm talking about college.
Oh, college. I got you.
College, you see that all the time.
Right.
And it's why, as Lugie was saying, you have a couple birthdays before you see shots sometimes, or made shots sometimes. But I think women's college and pro basketball are closer than men's college and pro basketball.
Oh, that's interesting. I can't answer that fairly because I don't watch enough of both of it to know. Mm-hmm. Like, here's the thing, and I know I was accused a lot of this. Well, you don't watch college basketball. I do. I don't watch as much of it as I watch the NBA because I like the NBA better.
Mm-hmm.
And what's funny about a discussion like this, even the one you threw out there about you like soccer better than baseball, it's the eye of the beholder.
Right.
Like, this isn't arguing, like, which player is better where there's tangible evidence to back up your point, like the leadoff spot. And I'm using evidence to say, it's a bad idea, it's a good idea. This is literally what you enjoy. It's like the attractiveness of a man or a woman. It's the eye of the beholder.
Right.
Like someone, hopefully my wife, looks at me and says, I'm the best looking man on the planet. Like, she thinks that.
Wow.
Now, I understand Tommy and Sean and you, Tiki, looking at me saying, oh, there's no way anyone could think you're the best-looking person on the planet, but my wife thinks that about me.
She loves you as a person. It's what's on the inside.
Nobody's wife thinks their husband is the best-looking person on the planet, and that includes anybody Clooney's been married to.
And vice versa, by the way, while we're at it.
That's not true.
Okay.
You don't think your wife is the most beautiful woman on the face of the earth, Tommy?
No. I'm being honest.
Sydney Sweeney.
You want to start? You run out of ink. No, I think my wife's pretty.
Tommy!
Oh, relax. What are we doing up here?
2 days.
This is known as jokes, what we're doing up here, ladies and gentlemen. This is the sports entertainment portion of the program.
Let's see. Sean, I know your wife listens, especially at 527.
He's a lion sack, you know what?
No, excuse me. Let him speak. Is your wife the most beautiful woman on the face of the earth?
Look, of course there's only one way to answer this question, so... I mean, and that's the answer.
Don't do the Eli Henrich thing.
I just gave you an answer.
Shut up. These guys are the worst. Let's go to Lee on Long Island. What's up, Lee?
What's going on, fellas? How are you?
What's up, man?
Better than Tommy when he gets home tonight.
Yeah, that sounds about right. Two quick things for you. One, do you guys have any interest in the Four Nations face-off? And two, for Tiki, can you explain to me how... offensive skill position coaches get hired in football? Like, why are the Jets hiring a former running back to be their quarterback coach? Like, how does that translate? Doesn't seem like it would. We've needed a quarterback for a long time.
Yeah.
So I'm just curious to know if you have any idea how that works.
Who did the Jets hire?
Charles London.
London. Who's been predominantly a running back coach for his career.
London, 50, has held, thank you for the call, Lee, has held coaching positions in the league for nearly 20 years. Mm-hmm. He's been a coach on offense, QB coach, running backs, and a passing game coordinator with five different
franchises. Yeah, and I think that's why, because look, there are certain things you want to teach a quarterback, and you don't necessarily had to have done it in order to teach it, but it also tells me that the Jets may be thinking about the veteran over the young player. As their initial quarterback option, and it's not, obviously we know it's not Aaron Rodgers, but there's likely a veteran that they're looking at that has a lot of experience and doesn't necessarily need the tutelage of the quarterback coach. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But let's also not forget, because of Engstrand, their offensive coordinator, this is going to be a run heavy offense. I think they're going to lead with the run, and so it's probably just aligning. What the philosophy is of their offensive coordinator. Now, the challenge with the Jets, if you want to be fair, is that there's not a ton of experience offensive-wise in the play-calling world. Like, there's probably going to be more hires. There'll be different advisors or whatever you want to call them, a pass-game coordinator, that are going to be hired at a subsequent date. But right now, there's not a ton of play-calling experience on the Jets' offensive staff.
Mm.
Defensively, you're fine.
Yeah.
Because Aaron Glenn... he was a DC for 3 years and been around it for a while. Steve Wilks obviously has been one of the better ones in the league. So you're not worried about the defensive side. Offensively, there's just not a ton of experience yet.
Let's go to Cecil in Franklin Square. How are we doing today, Cecil? Hello, Cecil.
He's here.
Oh, is that, are you Cecil's assistant?
No, his daughter. He's here.
Oh, okay. How are you?
What's up?
Hey, guys. How are you?
We're good.
What, are you having your daughter be your call operator there, Cecil?
Actually, she was born the day of the Giants' 2008 Super Bowl win.
Wow.
Nice.
That's crazy. Yeah, so
she's a huge Giants fan, Tiki.
Yeah,
and,
she has to be.
Yeah, she is. And, anyway, just wanted to thank you guys for making that L live on as a legacy because of Sean's cheating and stealing of my idea with that Dan Campbell trade.
Oh, that's right. That's right. The original wearing of the L actually came from a Cecil idea that Sean stole. You're right. Thank you very much. Yes. Thank you, Cecil. Forget us. Thank you.
Is that how the L got created?
Yeah, the L got created because of that, and then we decided that, hey, we came up with the idea live on the air of let's just make an L. And then your daughters designed it, and that was the original wearing of the L because he stole Cecil's idea.
Yeah, that's right. Just a question. Now, I know we're talking a little bit about everything, but Tiki, I know I shared it back then, but I really think if this thing with the Giants doesn't work out in 2025, I really think if you had the opportunity and it was presented to you, I think you said something tongue-in-cheek the other day about team president for the Commanders. If the Giants called you, would you do it?
I mean, of course I would consider it.
Well, excuse me.
And I probably would.
You sit right next to us.
Right.
You're just going to leave?
It doesn't matter.
Well, it doesn't matter.
I'm not above a bigger, better deal.
I just need this question answered honestly, Tiki. If you took that deal and we went to training camp, you going on with the morning show or us?
Depends who the partner is.
I know. You still here?
Wow.
The answer would be yes.
You're very quick to say you'd take that job.
I'd say I would.
I mean,
you have to consider it.
Of course you should consider. Can you do both or is that not?
I mean, what's his name?
Doug Gottlieb.
Doug Gottlieb did both. He's coaching a team.
That's going well. What's his record? Isn't he 2-30?
Yeah, they were bad.
Yeah, a little too a lot.
I feel bad. I like Doug. Doug's a good dude.
Yeah, he's a very good dude.
Are you rooting for him?
Am I rooting for him?
I mean, it might just be, it's his first year. It might just be the roster.
Yeah.
So we don't know. You got to give a guy at least 2 years.
And
unless
he's
so distracted by his radio show that he's neglecting his duties as head coach.
He did go to Radio Row to do a couple shows. Which
Are
I
you
found
serious?
He did, yes. Which I found interesting. I think
they're in season.
I know. That was what was interesting about
it. Wow. Doug Gottlieb, for those that are not aware, is a radio host, used to work at the National Network, and now he's still doing a national radio show, I think on Fox, if I'm not mistaken, and he's also coaching a college basketball team.
Yeah. But his show is only 2 hours, right?
Oh, okay.
I think it's a shorter show. It's not like what we're doing.
So you would need to do that? Like, if management said, all right, T, you can do just 4 to 6:30. But still run the Giants. Can you do both at the same time?
I'd probably have to be in the overnight.
Oh, you'd have to do the overnight.
Or
just taking Big Mac's job, like no problem.
No, it wouldn't be the overnight because I'd be shot. It'd have to be in Keith's spot.
In whose spot? Oh, Keith's spot. Oh, at night? Now you're taking Keith's job? Oh, you know what? We'll just take Keith. He'll be the afternoon guy with me if you leave.
Right.
It would be tough, though, because I would really pepper you with these Giant questions, and you would not be happy. I would criticize. Would you, though? You can't when you're running the team. It's different. What can you really, like, if I said Daboll is just, you know, how are you going to say it? It's your hire.
I'd say Dave's a great dude.
Oh, so you just defend everything the Giants did.
No,
so you're basically Sean Morash.
I would give Tiki nothing but fluff questions.
I'd be exactly like I am now.
Can you do that as a team president, though?
Yeah, if I was the Jets team president and I brought in Zach Wilson, I'd be like, yeah, you know what? I screwed up.
Well, that's true. See, you don't.
He didn't develop into the player we thought he was going to be.
You know where you'd run into problems? Today's what? Open. You can't talk about Matthew Stafford. You'd have to avoid the subject.
Because he's not free agent.
Right, he's not a free agent yet. Like, the speculation talk would be very difficult.
All right.
We'll see if this becomes a problem next year. Hopefully the Giants win enough and it's not. We'll get back to your calls. Plus, David Stearns makes it clear he's done with Jose Iglesias. So, what the hell is Brian Cashman waiting for? Earlier today, in announcing Pete Alonso's return, David Stearns on Jose Iglesias, basically, and I'll sum it up for you because David can talk for a while and maybe put you to sleep a little bit. I love you, David, but just being honest. Basically, where the Mets are position player-wise, they don't have room for Jose Iglesias. Now, can that change if guys get hurt? Absolutely. But if they signed Jose Iglesias to a major league deal and he would want one, the Mets position players are set. That's it. And that means Luis Ángel Acuña, there's no room for him. Brett Beatty, there's no room for him. So the way I took it from David is, as of right now, there's no room for Jose Iglesias. If guys get hurt, that can change. Now, my pivot to you would be, he's a no-brainer for the Yankees because he's a veteran. He's got great position flexibility.
Right.
He's actually a shortstop, but you don't play him a lot at shortstop. Yankees have Volpe, Mets have Lindor. He plays second base brilliantly. He can play third base well. And he's a solid piece. And when you look at who the other options are, you know, Oswaldo Cabrera deserves an opportunity because I love his flexibility. Mm-hmm. But what is he? He's a 225 right. hitter as of right now. DJ LeMahieu, I mean, it's a walking corpse of a baseball player. So I don't know if you feel this way, and it has nothing to do with the can't delete the personality or the music. It's just he's a solid major league addition.
Yeah, but I don't. It feels like he wants the not the world, but he wants more commitment for a long term. I don't know contract for.
I think he only wants a 1 year deal.
Now he does.
Yeah.
Well, that. Well, why isn't he with the Mets?
Well, because of what I said, I don't even think it's about a 1 year deal. They just don't have room for him. They literally don't. Like,
well, I think
if they sign him, their roster is set. And I think that's, you know, not to get in the weeds on it. They're just literally they're locking in and freezing their roster if they sign him.
So why would it be any different for the Yankees?
Because
the Yankees likewise want roster flexibility, and they have some internal options that are interesting. Not that we believe that they're going to turn into stars, Peraza or Cabrera, but there are interesting internal options other than Jose Iglesias.
Well, I think in DJ's case, if DJ has a bad spring, I think they could DFA him. Like, I think it could be the end of the road for him.
Could be.
So I think he's one guy you look at and say, you don't have to be locked into him. He's been bad for multiple years.
But what other options are out there other than Jose Iglesias? I know he's top of mind because he's been said or been told basically he's not going to be a Met, but is he the best option for the Yankees?
No, well, he's the best available option. Like Nolan Arenado is available, but it's via trade. Luis Arraez seems available, but it's via trade. Mm-hmm. In terms of free agents, I mean, clearly Alex Bregman's the best, but the Yankees don't show an appetite for going after him. If it was up to me, I'd sign Alex Bregman. I said that at the beginning of the offseason, but they're not going to do it.
That may not be dead.
You don't think so?
Well, here's the only thing I'll say.
Just waiting and waiting and waiting.
Well, if you wait and wait and wait, we saw some Jordan Montgomery. What if you get to the point where Bregman has to take a one-year
break? He doesn't. So the latest I've heard is he has multi-year contract offers.
Okay.
And
just doesn't want to. Yeah,
okay. Yeah, Ken Rosenthal basically said it. His best offer is in a place he doesn't want to go. So want to take out the magnifying glass? The answer is clearly Toronto.
Okay, but all right, so let's just say it's two.
He doesn't. My point is, I'm sorry, before you continue, he does not need to settle for a short-term deal. Even the Astros had a big offer out there. So if that's what they're waiting for, it's not going to happen. Now, if they're willing to jump in and give him a 4 or 5 year contract at big money, then yes, they could get him.
So it sounds like with Bregman, he wants to be in specific places, and he just doesn't. He's not getting those offers yet.
He's not getting enough.
Okay, but look, this is all like hypothetical. If there's two places that he doesn't want to be, and those are the two places over a long-term deal, you don't think you could get to the end of the spring and go, I could be a Yankee for 1 year and enhance my value, and then maybe I get more offers the next year?
I don't think he's... I could be wrong about this, Sean, but following the tea leaves on the Bregman negotiation, he's not going to have to settle for a short-term deal.
All right.
Now, if he does, sure. Now, by the way, I'll ask you this. Yankees are already going to pay a tax. Are they going to give Alex Bregman $30 million a year? Pete just got $30 million. They're going to give him $35? For on a short-term deal? Are they?
I mean, they were willing to go to like $750 for Soto.
But then they pivoted and signed Max Fried and took on Cody Bellinger.
I know they did other things.
Sean, I agree with you. They should go get Bregman. I mean, that to me is, if you've got the money, go spend it. The problem is, I don't think they're willing to spend that kind of money.
I'm not even pounding the table for Bregman. I'm just saying, when you look around at what they have now, if they're not trading for Arraez, your answer can't be, oh, we're just playing Cabrera. We hope LeMahieu's
all
right.
Would you sign Jose Iglesias?
Yeah, I would.
Okay.
I would.
And play him at second or third?
Yeah, see, that's the other thing. And I know Cashman's stuck on this.
By the way, he's an everyday player now.
He's an everyday player. Maybe I'm nuts. I thought Jazz playing third, I had zero issue with it because he seemed to adapt him. He's a great athlete.
I agree.
So I don't know why Cashman's comments seem to lean towards he's our second baseman. Leave the functionality of him being able to play both open.
I could find a way to rub this in Yankee fans' faces, but my initial thought is I do not want Iglesias on the Yankees.
Oh, as a Met fan.
Oh, I don't want any of that, that little magic dust on the Yankees here.
Yeah, but the chances of it working the same way with the Yankees like it did with the Mets is slim to none. It's just not the same kind of clubhouse.
You have to view him, Tommy, and this is the way I'm trying to view him with this whole thing, as not a gimmick. He's a baseball player.
And he's a good one.
And he's absolutely 337 last year.
Great
I don't
defender.
Think I don't think he can do that again. I mean, do you?
Yes. Maybe not to that level, but he's always been a good hitter, good contact hitter.
270, not 337.
So 280, but the great defense, and there's always a remix. That's what I know. So yeah. I don't need that in my life from him or him
what
being Sean.
Short in 2020 season, he hit 373. Other than that, he's 280, 260,
he's a good ball player, by the way. He's good. Like, he's a good defender. Right. Like he said, he's versatile. And 280 is not bad. No one's complaining about it. What do you think Sean's going to do if Iglesias is a Yankee?
I'm more worried about what Iglesias is going to do.
No, but he's a good player. Let's say he is what he is on the back of the baseball card. Mm-hmm. He gives you great defense. Right. He hits 280. Yep. He's fun in the locker room. Okay, what do you think Sean Morash is really going to do to you about Iglesias being a Yankee?
If Iglesias comes out with another song and the Yankees...
It's not going to play the same way.
No, and dude...
It's not going to play in the clubhouse.
I've been humbled with Saquon winning. I have eaten my crow.
Spare me on this
speech. Sitting there wearing the L. And how many times do I have to repeat myself that Juan Soto gave the Mets the best offseason? How much more humble pie got to eat in the baseball season here?
Well, that you're right. But
so
I'm just saying, I don't want to
dance in a grave. We get Iglesias, you still got Soto, dude.
I don't want
to... And you guys should easily go to the World Series with him.
I agree.
Well, now you're taking it too far.
Everything is fine. That was a troll. No, you take the next step.
Easy, right? I'm just trying to talk as an IBO. Obviously, as a Met fan, yeah, I have a special place in my heart for Iglesias. If he's not going to be a Met, I'd rather be a Mariner. If he's not going to be a Met, I'd rather be a Los Angeles Angel of Anaheim. Obviously, I'd want him far away from me. But from a baseball standpoint, which is the way I'm trying to look at it, he's a good, useful player. Like, he's not going to send the Yankees to the World Series, but they have a hole at third base right now. Let's go to Zach in Massapequa. How are you, Zach?
Hey, what's going on, guys? Love the show.
Appreciate it. What's up, man?
So I'm calling in. First off, I do want to start with, let's go USA for this Four Nations tournament. Brock Nelson's going to light it up. He's getting a lot of jokes right now. They're looking a little old, but yeah. Anyway, to the Mets. I'm so excited for this year. Thank God Pete Alonso was signed. I mean, if we started this year without Pete Alonso, the team would just not be complete. And then to chime in on the Jose Iglesias talk, I would so much rather Jose Iglesias than Nick Madrigal. I really would. He's just a better player. I don't understand why we couldn't have gotten it done with Jose. I just really hope he doesn't go
I'll give you an answer to this. So Nick Madrigal can be sent down to the minor leagues. Mm-hmm. If Jose Iglesias, and he's not going to, should he, at 337. If Jose Iglesias agreed to a minor league contract, the Mets would probably sign him. Because then they would have that flexibility of, we could start him at AAA. I know that sounds absurd considering the year he had, but Nick Madrigal could start the year at AAA. There's no guarantee he's on this roster. And that's the problem. Like, I'll do this on a Rico, trust me. Their roster would be done if they signed Iglesias. There would be no avenue for Beatty or Acuna.
He's out of options. So the way to get rid of him is to DFA him.
Right, or unless he agreed to a minor league deal.
Right, which he's not, because clearly what he wanted was more, I don't know, faith from an organization.
And looking at the success last year, he shouldn't have to settle for a minor league contract. He signed one last year, begrudgingly. He thought about retiring. But he signed it. He went to the minor leagues.
How old is he?
34, 35.
Yeah, so he's not like done.
No. But that's the issue. The issue is it's not about Madrigal.
35. Just turned 35.
35?
A month ago.
It's not Nick Madrigal over Jose Iglesias. It may not be on opening day. It may be Luis Angel Acuna on Jose Iglesias. By the way, the Four Nations face-off starts today, Sean.
Tonight there is one game. It's not Team USA, though, I don't think.
It's Canada against Sweden.
Okay, yeah.
So how does this work? Do you even know?
Yeah, like, what should we be watching if we're even, incentivized to watch?
So, well, first of all, Saturday night will be the game. So basically, just shrink down the World Cup or the World Baseball Classic and just picture this being one pool play.
Okay.
Right? You know, I have these other ones.
Because there are four countries. There's Finland, Sweden, U.S., and Canada.
Right. So they're going to do a little pool play. Like, everybody's going to play each other, and then you're going to rank them 1-4 and have a playoff.
And it's going to be single elimination?
That, you don't quote me on, but I'm fairly certain, because you only have 2 weeks to squeeze this in, and they're not going to play back-to-back.
So it's like a mini-tournament between these four countries.
A mini-tournament, and there's obviously a couple local players. He mentioned Brock Nelson, who had a picture that went viral yesterday. Few Rangers are on Team USA tonight. Mika Zibanejad will play for Sweden.
So our last caller is clearly pumped up about it. I respect that. We actually had a caller earlier. We never answered his question. He said, hey, are you guys excited for the Four Nations face-off? But he asked something else, so I think we answered just that. Are you shown as a hockey fan? As the voice of the hockey fan on WFAN, are you pumped up for this?
So truth be told, I'm not. I'm not. Now, why? I don't want to say that because I might get into the games. Because honestly, Tiki, football season just ended.
Yeah.
The Rangers started this mini run.
It's short. So they're going to all play each other, and then they're going to be ranked. It's like two people are going to play. Two teams are going to play for first and second. Two teams are going to play for
basically.
Third.
By the way, real quick, before you continue, stay tuned for Baseball Night in New York, presented by Tri-State Cadillac, next on SNY.
Usually, what's it going to look like? Is it just going to look like a regular hockey game? Or is and circumstance? Like, I have no idea what the expectations
are. It's two arenas, the Boston Arena, Montreal Arena, where these games are going to be played. And yeah, I'm sure you're going to have a lot of, like, you know, the colorful country representation fans. And I'm a sucker for international play typically. I just don't like the idea of now is the time off of football season to get back in and go, okay, you guys have our attention.
Let's steal some viewership.
And then not have your teams play. So, but that being said, Saturday night, Team USA will play Canada in this pool play, and that should be some scene in Montreal. So that might draw people in.
Here's the way it works. Each team will play three tournament games in a traditional round-robin format under the following point system. 3 points for a win in regulation, 2 for a win in overtime or a shootout, 1 point for a loss in overtime or shootout, and you get 0 if you lose the game in regulation. The two teams with the best tournament record will then advance to a one-game final.
So you don't get it's just 1-2. All right,
the championship game will be on Thursday the 20th. So it's a week. That's all it is. It's a week from tomorrow is the championship game.
So the season paused for 2 weeks, but this thing takes place.
So there's a game tonight, Canada-Sweden. There's U.S.-Finland on Thursday. There's both games on Saturday. Then they go to Boston, because right now they're playing in Montreal. And in Boston, they'll end it with U.S.-Finland Monday afternoon on President's Day and Sweden-U.S. at night. Then the teams with the two greatest records, 3 days later, will play the championship game in Boston on February 20th.
But here's the other thing.
That makes sense.
Hockey's a very physical sport, and these guys are going to play. This is not going to be played like an all-star game. You're just going to hold your breath for a week and hope that one of your guys doesn't get banged up or hurt when the games start mattering. And that will be a big story if that comes out of it, a la Edwin Diaz
and
the World Baseball Classic. Now, Ranger fans, there is good news if you're not paying attention. It looks like the one Team USA scratch, the extra forward, will be Chris Kreider. So you may not have to worry about him getting hurt. It looks like he's not actually going to play.
You think a lot of hockey fans are really going to sit there worrying about it, though? Or are they going to be, hey, this is a great event for the sport, a sport that's underappreciated?
Yeah.
You know, you saw how sensitive college basketball fans were yesterday with my comment. You say something bad about hockey, the hockey fan gets very upset.
And I think the hardcore hockey fans pumped up because international hockey is always fun.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's funny. They won't say anything now until it's their favorite player that goes down with, you know, a lower body injury and they're out for the first month returning. Then that kills them.
I'm just looking at the nuance of this. And there's a question, do they get paid? The players will receive some share of the earnings since it's presented by the NHL and the NHLPA. This event is created to generate revenue, and the players will benefit from some of it.
I got you.
Yeah, look, my gut is tonight, I got St. John's, I got a big Nets game. Nets, like this Four Nations is like fourth on my list to watch, and I love hockey.
I would look at it that way, too. Like, the Knicks, that now, after today, there's one more day of regular season hoops. Then you got the All-Star weekend, and there's the All-Star break. So the NBA...
Man, it really is a void that's coming.
Right, filling the void is going to be this. Because most people are not into the NBA All-Star game anymore, and they've got a new format we'll get into tomorrow, Friday. So the NHL is going to have their opportunity to show themselves because the NBA is not going to be around.
I'm going to watch it just to see what it looks like.
What's going to be interesting, again, their whole thing they're building towards, the only guarantee we have of USA-Canada is Saturday night, 8 o'clock, up against the NBA having their dunk contest and everything.
But
that's a tough spot.
Isn't this the idiotic to do this? Like, you're risking injury in the middle of the season.
Well, yes.
You do that with the Olympics, too, though.
Okay, but that's
the middle of the season.
That's for the Olympics.
I know, but wait, hold on.
The way I understand this was the player's idea.
But Tommy, you said something, and that's the crux of it, because this is the same thing happened with the baseball stuff. You have a problem with the injuries, which is an absolutely fair point, but you don't have a problem if it's the Olympics.
I probably would have a problem with the Olympics as well. My only thing with this is that this was the player's idea, and if you're Gary Bettman or even the owners, when you say, I don't care if it's your idea, I don't care if you're in it, I'm not going to risk you guys getting hurt.
Well, why do MLB owners agree to the World Baseball Classic? It's a revenue
generating... I don't like that either.
I know, but they agree to it because it's a revenue-generating event.
Okay.
And that's the risk with any of these international competitions. The only time there wouldn't be a risk is if you do it after the season. And I just don't know if that's when, A, people want to watch it, and B, when the athletes want to play.
No, the athletes would have zero interest in that after the season. Because it's just like the Pro Bowl.
Right.
You've been beat up for 6-7 months. Last thing you want to do is go play a football game.
Right. So when's the now best time, in your opinion, as a former player, when's the best time to have an event like this? Because Tommy brings up a point that a lot of people bring up is injury risk. Well, you're going to have it before the season like baseball does. You're going to have it in the middle of the season. And you just said no athlete wants to do it after the season. So when would you do it?
I mean.
Never?
Now. You're right. It is now.
So this it's now.
It is the best time.
Yeah.
Middle of the season.
That's the issue with all these international events.
But for hockey, where it's a physical sport, we know Kreider won't hit anybody because he doesn't like hitting people, but they're going to be physical, right, Sean? They're going to hit people. Could you imagine the NFL?
Kreider's not playing, but okay.
Could you imagine? Well, if he does. Can you imagine if the NFL in week 7 said, all right, let's just take a break here. We're going to do an international series here.
No,
people would go nuts.
Well, they go crazy.
The
they go crazy about the WBC.
I know,
it's not even a physical sport.
But think about the Diaz injury. It was because there was a, you know, he was going to get hurt at some point. It's not as physical.
I'm agreeing with you. I'm saying that no matter when you have an event like this, fans of their teams are going to be worried. Like, it's just an inherent part of sports. Like,
and just my point is I'm surprised that either the commissioner or the owners around the league didn't step in here, because
I understand this
was the players' idea.
Well, that's because I think they weren't in the Olympics a couple of years ago.
The last couple Olympics, and the players and part of their collective bargaining, they wanted to get back to international play, so Pig Bettman found a way for the NHL to make money.
Well, but Pig Bettman wants to make money. It's the same reason why baseball is the WBC.
It's on all their national partners.
Yeah, follow the money on this. That's why they're allowing
it. But do it on your own time. You're on the league's time.
When is your own time?
On the off season.
But no one will watch it.
But they also, technically, they are doing it on the league's time. They took away the All-Star game in that week off, and they took 2 weeks off and did this instead.
If you do it on your own time, so you do it in July, who the hell is going to watch it?
Hockey fans.
Yes, they would.
Oh, of course they would.
I don't think you do. I don't think you compete
with... Yeah, but I think the point is to try to grab the non-hockey fan.
Right.
To look, even just for a little bit.
Right.
Right. Their point is there's a void in the sports calendar.
I'll watch it. Just to see what it looks like.
And would you watch it if it was July 15th?
No.
No. No shot.
No chance.
Look, it comes down to every international event. The WBC is similar. I get why the fan is nervous. Again, you bring up a great point. I'm not arguing with you. But it's all about money. You got to follow the money. This is the time to have an event like this. And that's just the way it is. And WBC's next year, by the way. We're going to have that whole thing again.
And we learned something here. Sean Marais does not believe in his hockey team. Because if he did, he would have my take on it. And he wouldn't want, is Mika in this, Sean? He is. Is Kreider in this? He is. You'd be screaming from a mountaintop that they shouldn't be doing this. But you don't believe in your hockey team. You don't think they're going anywhere. So you're not screaming about it. That's what I took
from
this.
Look, I know it's been a long day. Evan's pissed off college basketball fans.
I'm pissed off the hockey fans. Fine.
I mean, I'm pretty sure 4 minutes ago I said, I'm not into it. I would rather watch the Rangers play, and I'm worried about injuries. Didn't I say all that?
I think Tommy's trying to pick a fight with you.
Yeah, I mean, but he's picking a fight on saying I would be screened at this. It's exactly my opinion.
But you're not engaging in the fight. Like, this is not Rocker Mahomes. You're just kind of, like, walking away.
Exactly. Thank you, Evan. Yeah. You're kind of just like, blah, 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 blah.
You know
you're not screaming
from
a mountaintop.
We got two more good shows to come this week. I'm not in the mood for it today. I'm just not.
You're not in the mood? You get in the mood. We're doing Sports Talk Radio. We're not based on what your mood is. Sean's not in the mood to do Sports Talk Radio today, so we'll table this to Thursday. Look. Either you're going to fight with me or you're not.
I'm not in the mood
Big
to do
guy.
A hacky
No, you don't believe in your team. That's okay. That's fine. That's right. Just a reminder, you're going to be in a dunk tank at the kickoff of the summer show, and you're going to be dressed as the Larry O'Brien show.
Guys, hold on. I just realized. It's 6:02. Did the Knicks get back from that long trip from Indianapolis yet?
I still think that was scheduling malpractice from the NBA last night. The fact that they were in Indiana now tonight in New York when they were already in New York a couple days, but whatever.
A layover in Cleveland?
I've got good news. The Knicks are at Madison Square Garden tonight against the Atlanta Hawks. And much like last night, I made a prediction and I said, we will play it on the air the next day no matter what. So I'm going to do it again. Tonight at Madison Square Garden, the New York Knicks will defeat the Atlanta Hawks, but they will sweat it out. Mm. It will not be an easy victory. The final score will be 127-119. 127-119.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.